Good evening, brave souls and thrill seekers. Welcome to another episode of Our Scary Stories, the podcast where your darkest fears and wildest imaginations merge into a bone-chilling reality. I'm your host, and tonight we bring you a tale that peels back the thin veil between our world and the cosmic unknown. Grab a flashlight, double lock your doors, and wrap yourself in a blanket of false security, because tonight's story, Aliens Among Us, will make you question everyone and everything around you. The tranquil air of Hawthorne University Town seemed almost preserved in amber, a relic of a simpler time where the most heinous crime was likely a stolen bicycle. Old oak trees lined the cobblestone streets, their leaves like old parchment whispering secrets in the wind. The ambient melody of chirping birds floated through the crisp autumn air. Even the sun seemed to be in agreement, casting a golden glow that turned storefronts into glistening jewels. In a bustling cafe, suffused with the comforting aroma of freshly ground coffee and baked bread, sat Dr. Olivia Williams. Her auburn hair caught fire in the sunlight streaming through the window as her eyes darted from one anthropology paper to another. But her thoughts were not entirely in her academic world. They strayed into the murmurs she picked up around town. Stories of missing pets, mysterious gatherings in the woods, and strange disruptions in electronic devices. For an anthropologist who studied human behavior, these abnormalities were as irresistible as a moth to a flame. "Hey, Dr. Williams, another cup." A barista held up a coffee pot, her eyes more awake than they had any right to be for this early in the morning. Olivia looked up, smiling. "Please, Amy, and call me Olivia." As Amy poured the coffee, Olivia couldn't help but overhear snippets of conversations around her. "It's like someone's conducting a seance," one person whispered. "My TV went all fuzzy right as the news was covering that animal disappearance." Olivia sipped her coffee, her eyes narrowing. The pieces were still fragments, but fragments formed pictures, didn't they? In an inconspicuous suburban home that stood as just another architectural clone in a sea of uniformity, a council gathered. If you passed them on the street, you'd assume they were just neighbors having a meeting about a community yard sale or some trivial civic duty. But their dialogue, conducted in low, murmurous tones, told another story. "Report, Zalara," commanded Zorax, the council's leader, who currently went by the alias Joe Thompson to blend in with his human neighbors. "Observations are consistent. Humans still rely heavily on emotions, rather than logic," said Zalara, disguised as a demure homemaker. "And yet, those emotions form the fabric of their society," Zorax noted, scratching his human-looking chin. "Very well, continue as planned." They all looked at Xylox, who'd taken on the guise of a local gym teacher. "Xylox, you seem distracted. Is everything in order?" "Perfectly," Xylox replied, his eyes flitting for a moment. But what he concealed was the rush he felt, the exhilarating thrill he got from dipping his toes into the ocean of human emotions, an ocean he was beginning to find intoxicating. The forest loomed like a shrouded figure at the edge of town. Olivia had swapped her scholarly attire for hiking boots and a waterproof jacket. She'd traced the source of electromagnetic anomalies to this particular clearing in the woods. The musky scent of wet earth filled her nostrils as she trudged deeper into the forest. Shadows of towering trees cast ghostly patterns on the ground, making her flashlight seem like a meager weapon against the impending dark. Finally, she arrived at a clearing. An eerie silence had fallen over the area. Her flashlight swept across the ground, illuminating clusters of mushrooms, fallen leaves, and then something unnatural, a shimmering object half buried in the soil. It was sleek, metallic, and unlike anything she'd ever seen before. Her fingers tingled with a mixture of apprehension and curiosity as she picked it up. Unbeknownst to her, a pair of eyes watched from the darkness, eyes that belonged to neither human nor animal. Xylox had sensed the disturbance when Olivia had picked up the alien artifact. For the first time, he felt something he had never expected to feel, a surge of genuine human-like fear. And so, as Olivia stared at the unearthly object in her hands, unaware that the boundary between the familiar and the unknown had just been shattered, she also remained blissfully unaware that she'd just placed herself in the crosshairs of a cosmic struggle that could end her world as she knew it. Olivia sat at her cluttered desk, a fortress of anthropology books and artifacts that stood in marked contrast to the sleek, alien object now before her. Its surface was as smooth as liquid mercury, a cold metallic sheen that seemed to draw in the room's light and twisted into hues Olivia couldn't quite describe. She picked it up carefully, and it hummed softly, as if singing in a frequency she could barely hear. Her computer screen flickered. The room's lights dimmed momentarily. Goosebumps broke out on her arms. But it was not just machinery that the artifact reached out to. It sent an alert rippling through the very fabric of space-time, directly to the Council of Aliens Incognito. Xylox was alone, contemplating the intoxicating allure of human emotions. It was an unfamiliar sensation, like a symphony of colors erupting in a world previously defined by shades of gray. The feeling of joy as he blended in at a local sporting event. The surge of anger when someone cut him off in traffic. He was supposed to be an observer, but it felt more like awakening from a long sleep. His thoughts were interrupted by an incoming signal, an alert. He instinctively knew it was connected to the artifact, and for reasons he couldn't fully understand, a rush of adrenaline overcame him, a rush that demanded release. In a dimly lit alley, Derek, a known petty criminal, fumbled with the lock of a car. What he didn't expect was the towering figure of Xylox emerging from the shadows. Derek looked up and felt a dread wash over him. The feeling was irrational, unexplained, but it seized him completely. "What do you want?" Derek's voice wavered. Xylox said nothing. An alien thought guided his action, almost against his will, a primal urge that screamed through his newfound emotions. With a swift motion too fast for human eyes, Xylox extended an appendage that momentarily morphed into a deadly, sharp object. In a heartbeat, Derek was no more. The deed done, Xylox felt a mix of horror and exhilaration. It was unlike anything in his previous existence, and it was terrifyingly addictive. Olivia stared at her computer screen, poring over news articles of mysterious deaths and unexplained phenomena in Hawthorne. The words blurred together, but her eyes snapped back into focus when she saw a newly published article, unidentified man found dead in local alley. No suspects, no witnesses. She read it twice, then a third time. The tingling feeling of dread, the gnawing sensation that she was onto something enormous yet menacing, clawed at the edges of her consciousness. The world she thought she knew seemed to be warping, twisting into something unsettlingly alien. Zorax convened the council once more. The atmosphere was charged with a tension that mimicked the human emotion of urgency, a feeling they had always observed but never felt. Xylox has taken a life. This goes against our mission, against the very terms of our cosmic bet, said Zalara. Zorax looked pensive. Taking action would mean revealing ourselves. It would mean interfering in a way we vowed never to do. It may also mean the unraveling of the fabric of human society if we do not act, Zalara countered. They looked at each other, each pondering the weight of a decision that had never been part of their calculations. Olivia's phone buzzed on her desk, breaking her concentration. An anonymous message appeared on the screen. You're getting too close. She glanced at the closed windows, at the locked door, and felt an overwhelming sensation of being watched. Every cell in her body screamed at her that the perimeter between the known and the unknown had not just been crossed, but shattered. And yet, within her surged a defiance and resolve she had never felt before. Whoever, whatever, sent the message had just confirmed her deepest fears and wildest theories. She was close, close to uncovering the lurking entities that walked among them. But now, she had to confront an even more pressing concern. What else were these entities capable of, and what did they plan to do to keep their secrets buried? Olivia sat in the dim glow of her computer screen, her eyes darting through forums filled with talk of UFO sightings, alien abductions, and unknown phenomena. Such tales had always seemed the territory of crackpots and attention seekers, but the landscape of her beliefs had irrevocably shifted. She now found herself sifting through the narratives, isolating threads of truth she had never thought to consider before. Pulling up multiple articles, she pieced together a timeline of events, mysterious radio frequencies heard around town, an increasing number of missing persons, and localized power outages that defied all logical explanation. It was like assembling a jigsaw puzzle with pieces borrowed from different sets, yet somehow forming a coherent, terrible picture. She felt like an archaeologist unearthing an ancient, forbidden secret, her fingers almost trembling as she typed. Xylox, in his earthly guise, sat alone in a room filled with antiquated furniture, remnants from different eras, like a staged history for his human persona. But he couldn't focus on maintaining appearances. His mind was a tempest. The weight of human emotions had proven more complicated than he'd anticipated. The rush of the kill had triggered something in him, something dark that tasted of both horror and elation. Is this what humans call morality? He wondered, this internal war. But even as he pondered, his emotional turmoil coalesced into a single, overwhelming urge. And before he could properly question himself, he had made his second kill. Olivia was losing her grip. Boxes of files and newspaper clippings now occupied her living room. Her phone was filled with hurriedly taken photos of the strange artifact, scribbled notes, and maps marked with places of interest. Friends stopped calling. She ignored emails from the university, questioning her sudden absence from work. All that mattered was the looming, ever clearer truth. When the news broke of another unidentified body, more brutalized than the last, she felt a nauseating mixture of revulsion and validation. Whoever was responsible was growing more audacious, or perhaps more unhinged. Olivia felt a sickening realization that her research was now a race against an escalating threat. The council's chamber was filled with an air of stern gravity. Xylox stood in the center, enveloped by the heavy gaze of his peers. "We have never seen such deviation from our cause, from our principles," Zorak said, his voice tinged with what could only be described as disappointment. "Understand, Xylox, that if this continues, there will be dire consequences. Not just for you, but potentially for the entire mission," Zalara warned. Olivia knew she was being watched. That chilling text message still hung in her mind like a shadow. But it also steeled her resolve. If she was going to prove the unprovable, she needed evidence that was irrefutable. Setting up a hidden camera near one of the hotspots she had identified, she felt a momentary surge of excitement. Tonight, she would get her proof. And proof she got. Upon reviewing the footage, her eyes widened in disbelief and terror. There he was, a man, standing alone, his form shimmering as if distorted by heat. But then, his entire being altered, morphing, shifting, until he wasn't a man at all. A cold shiver ran down her spine. She had her evidence, but at what cost? She had peered into an abyss, and something was now looking back, something that knew she had seen its true face. As the shadows lengthened across the campus of the quaint university, Olivia found herself heading towards the anthropology department. Her footsteps echoed with a nervous tension, magnifying the weight of the USB drive she clutched in her hand. It contained the evidence that could either cement her theories or make her a laughingstock. She knocked on the door marked Dr. Matthew Kane, Anthropology. "Come in," a deep voice sounded from within. Matthew Kane was a well-respected academic in his late 40s, his desk a labyrinth of papers, books, and fossil samples. He looked up, his eyes adjusting to see Olivia standing there, visibly frazzled. "You look like you've seen a ghost, Olivia." "You won't believe me, but I think it's worse," she responded, her voice laced with urgency. Olivia connected the USB to Matthew's computer and showed him the footage. The room was thick with a mix of anticipation and skepticism, a humid cloud that seemed to slow time itself. Matthew had always been a rational man, grounded by empirical evidence. His eyes narrowed as he watched the shape-shifting figure on the screen. He looked at Olivia, then back at the screen. "Okay," he finally said, "I'll help you, but just for tonight. We'll go on a stakeout, and if nothing happens, you'll get some help." "Agreed." "Agreed," Olivia replied, a mixture of relief and tension flooding her body. Their car sat parked in a dimly lit alley, near one of the locations Olivia had identified as a hotspot. The dashboard clock seemed to tick louder with each passing minute. Olivia's leg twitched in a jittery rhythm while Matthew scanned the area through binoculars, half expecting to see nothing. Then it happened. Figures, appearing seemingly from nowhere, gathered under the cover of the overgrown elm trees. Their outlines wavered, blurry and indistinct, just as in the footage. Matthew's eyes widened, his grip on the binoculars tightening. "So you see it too," Olivia whispered, her voice tinged with both vindication and dread. "Impossible," Matthew muttered, but his eyes told a different story. He now believed. Xylox sat in an opulent, dimly lit room, his human form impeccably dressed. But his face twisted in what could only be described as an expression of human distress. His technology alerted him to an unauthorized surveillance. He'd been exposed. "This can't continue," he muttered, his mind swirling with dangerous emotions and plans. "They must be silenced." He reached for the control panel to contact the council, but hesitated. Instead, he severed the communications link entirely, plunging the room into an eerie quiet. Back in their chamber, screens flickered with incoming data. Something's wrong. Xylox has cut off communication, Zorax announced. We have no choice. Initiate extraction protocols, Zalara ordered, her voice filled with a finality that boded ill for all involved. Olivia's phone buzzed on the dashboard, jolting both her and Matthew out of their intense scrutiny. A text message glowed ominously, come alone if you want him to live. Before she could even process the words, the car door was yanked open. Before Matthew could react, he was violently pulled out, a hand clamped over his mouth, his eyes wide with terror. Olivia screamed, but it was too late. Matthew was gone, swallowed by the night, leaving only darkness and a menacing ultimatum. Olivia sat in her living room, her coffee table strewn with blueprints, devices, and weapons of makeshift science. Her eyes darted from one electronic schematic to another, absorbing years of theories that she never thought she'd need to apply so urgently. With meticulous precision, she assembled a handheld device designed to disrupt extraterrestrial technology. She tested it on a miniature drone, which sputtered and fell from the sky, lifeless. I hope this works, she whispered to herself, for Matthew's sake. The deserted factory stood like a fossil of the industrial age, all rusted iron and shattered glass, bathed in the ethereal glow of the moonlight. Each step Olivia took seemed to awaken the ghosts of machines long obsolete. Her device, now slung across her shoulder, felt heavy but empowering. Through a partially shattered window, she spotted Matthew, bound and gagged, his eyes filled with a mixture of hope and despair. Nearby, Xylox stood in front of an intricate control panel, his back turned to his captive. Xylox, Olivia's voice echoed through the factory. As Xylox turned to face her, his eyes were not the cold calculating orbs she expected, but a stormy sea of conflicting emotions. Ah, Olivia, you're quite the persistent researcher, aren't you? Xylox sneered, but his voice trembled, a cocktail of human-like emotions destabilizing his once stable demeanor. Why are you doing this? Olivia pressed. Emotions, Xylox sighed, almost longingly. You have no idea how enthralling they are, how they make every moment vibrant, even if it's horrific. That's the problem, Olivia countered. Emotions aren't just toys for your amusement. They come with responsibilities, with consequences. Do you think I care? My people sent me here to observe and not interfere. Well, I'm done just watching. So, you would risk the exposure of your entire species, break your cosmic bet, just for a thrill. Xylox's eyes wavered, grappling with the tangled web of his newfound feelings. Olivia seized the moment. She activated her device. Matthew's restraints snapped open as the anti-tech pulse surged through them. He ripped off his gag and made a run for it, grabbing Olivia's hand as he bolted past. I can't believe that worked, Matthew gasped, but Olivia's eyes were fixed on Xylox. He looked disoriented, visibly struggling to maintain his human form. In the distant reaches of space, the Council activated the extraction protocol. One by one, the aliens residing in the town vanished in flickers of light, leaving behind a world they had come to observe but never truly understood. All except for Xylox. Time to end this, Olivia said, her finger hovering over the trigger of her final contraption, a device designed to implode the factory, taking any trace of extraterrestrial involvement with it. She pressed the trigger. The factory shuddered, groaning like a dying beast. Girders and beams started to collapse in a symphony of destruction. Just as she thought it was over, a blinding flash emanated from where Xylox stood. When her eyes readjusted, he was gone. The factory imploded, enveloping itself in a shroud of dust and darkness, but the shadow that loomed in Olivia's heart was darker still. Xylox had escaped. The quaint university town seemed to settle back into its cozy routine. Leaves danced in the wind, coffee shops buzzed with the chatter of friends, and families walked their rejuvenated pets. But for Olivia and Matthew, each passing day was tinged with a sharp sense of unease, like a murky reflection in an otherwise clear pond. High above, concealed within the veils of dark matter and cosmic dust, the Council convened. An imposing screen displayed Earth, now tagged with digital markers indicating quarantine. Let this planet serve as a lesson, said the Council's elder. In the game of cosmic curiosity, the stakes are far too high. On Earth, somewhere in an alley shadowed by towering skyscrapers, Xylox leaned against a brick wall. He looked at his human hands, stretched them, clenched them into fists. Stranded, cut off from his world, he felt a pang of despair, but it quickly melted into a mysterious sense of freedom. It was intoxicating, this possibility of living as one of them, concealed within the intoxicating complexity of human emotion. A week later, Olivia stood in a secret basement room, the walls adorned with monitors and maps pointing to known cosmic anomalies around Earth. The room filled with a motley crew of scientists, hackers, and retired military personnel, all handpicked for a new initiative, dubbed Project Watchtower. "We are the last line of defense," Olivia proclaimed, "against what we don't yet understand. We will prepare, because they will come again." Months passed, and the university campus brimmed with the vibrancy of a new academic year. Olivia stood before her anthropology class, scanning the fresh faces hungry for knowledge. Yet, among the eager students, one person caught her eye, a young woman with an almost imperceptible air of enigma. "Welcome, everyone," Olivia began. "Get ready to explore the fringes of human civilization, and perhaps, peek beyond." That evening, Olivia received an email application for Project Watchtower. The credentials were impeccable, almost too perfect. The applicant's name, Xylan. Her heart skipped a beat. A shiver traced its way down her spine, but it wasn't solely fear. It was also anticipation, the thrill of the unknown. What Olivia didn't realize was that Xylan was none other than Xylox, donning a new identity, threading the needle between his otherworldly origins and his newfound human life. Thus, the loop closed, yet also opened, a spiral leading into an abyss of complexities, cosmic bets, and the intoxicating gamble of emotion. The end. Hardly. For Olivia, Matthew, and Xylox, it was just another beginning. Ah, still here, are we. You've journeyed through the unnerving mazes of aliens among us and emerged on the other side. Or have you? The doors you've opened in your mind tonight might never truly close. But don't worry, you're not alone. We'll be back with another tale to make your spine tingle and your heart race. Until then, remember, the real horror isn't just in our stories, it's in the unknown corners of your life, waiting for you to let your guard down. This is our Scary Stories signing off for tonight.